Kenneth Walker did not play a single snap in Saturday's preseason opener, and Kansas City meant that as a compliment. Per Jordan Foote of SI's Arrowhead report, Walker was held out for preservation, along with the rest of the Chiefs' key veterans. That is how teams treat the lead back they just paid. The June preview said the bet on Walker was the situation, not the season he just had. Last year in Seattle, he handled a full 17-game workload, 221 carries for over 1,000 yards at a healthy 4.65 per carry, but scored only 5 rushing touchdowns and carried a thin receiving role, which made the week-to-week production boom or bust. The thesis was that Kansas City signing him to command the backfield changes the inputs. A better offense, a clear runway after Isaiah Pacheco left for Detroit, and touchdown luck with room to swing upward if the goal line work comes. We also said, honestly, that none of that can be graded until it shows up on the field. This week added flavor, but no evidence. The one Walker item beyond the healthy scratch was a quote, via the Associated Press through KY3, about coordinator Eric Bieniemy's exacting presence. You can't take a playoff because he's going to say something about it. Elsewhere in the backfield, rookie fifth-rounder Emmett Johnson ran 15 times for a strong preseason debut, which is worth knowing. Though a rookie stacking touches in a game the veteran sat out says nothing about who owns the goal line in September. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The entire investment case, the goal line role, and the passing down work in the new offense is exactly as unobservable as it was in June. A quiet, healthy, preserved August is the neutral outcome, and that is what he had. Next week, whether Walker plays a series when the starters get preseason work, and specifically whether he is on the field for red zone and 2-minute packages, because those two usages are the whole difference between the floor and the ceiling here. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.